then it might be an inappropriate thing for a fox to choose a particular chicken or rabbit for lunch that day. In other words, all of these things are happening in accordance with
perfect order,
vibration of everyone involved. And so the combination of the driver and the deer, that's why we teased with you a little bit, you're not certain that the deer did not already have a loss of sight and was using this avenue as its way to make transition. The beasts do not struggle with death. They understand that they are eternal beings, and they jump in and out of lives easily and reach maturity quickly. And in other words, there are many of your beasts that almost as soon as they are born are having a full experience, where with a human you start out as dependent little creatures for a while, and you are not so hasty to move in and out of your experiences. But the beasts do it easily and gladly. And so now you've come this far, it's hard for you because you say, well, now this beast that felt dependent is even more dependent than it was before, or at least we are more invested in it. In other words, it's one thing to turn a beast out after it has been rehabilitated when it can see, but it is another thing to turn one out that is blind. And we say, we would anyway. We would trust that its instincts are such that it will make its way or it will not, but we would not assume lifetime responsibility for this creature.
Right. I don't plan
to. Nor would we put it to death ourselves.
Wow.
In other words, we would allow it its experience, and this time we would not intervene.
Wow. Thank you so much. You've reminded me of so many things that I know and have thought of. And
we want to touch on something more because we can feel some disruption in your vibration around the subject of your work at all. In other words, what do you do about rescuing animals? In other words, what part do you play? And we say, while we are certainly teaching independence for everyone, we are not discouraging giving someone a hand up. We are not discouraging being in a stable place and seeing things as you know others want them to be. In other words, there is a place for assisting, certainly. Just do not superimpose your desires over anyone else. And do your best to keep yourself in a place of connection to who you are, and you will literally be inspired. You'll be called to the places where you can be of greatest value. In the same way that someone who has been meditating or someone who has been basking, someone who is tuned in, tapped in, turned on, will receive an impulse that will take you to a place where you will rendezvous with someone where you will be able to give them information that they've been looking for. In other words, the fairies of the universe, the coordinators of all that is, assist you in lining up with one another to enhance each other's experience. And it's a wonderful thing when someone has a question and someone else has an answer, or someone wants insight and someone else has it. It's a wonderful thing how we all interplay with one another, and we are not suggesting that it is inappropriate for you to interact with these animals in this way. But we are saying that if your dominant quest is to feel good, you will, through your joyous connection, always be guided to the place that is most advantageous for you and for others. It is a delicious thing to be of service, to feel that you are of service, unless you feel so much that you are of service that you think someone else is inadequate and incapable of self-discovery and self-realization. And that's where teachers and healers and those who want to be of service sometimes get into trouble, because very often in your determination to justify your existence, you have to regard or label others as inadequate or deficient. And that's the line that we would not cross. We would see them as temporarily looking for solutions that you hold, but ultimately independent, even if they are blind.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. On the aisle right here, and then there.